Oh, good evening. Come on in. Let's get you out of the cold. I'm so pleased to see you. Follow me. I have tea waiting for us in the drawing room. I was worried I'd scared you off, being so eager to invite you over while being little more than a stranger. Make yourself comfortable. Are you a fan of black tea? Good. I figured it was a safe choice. Sugar? Cream? Thank you for coming. I don't usually reach out to newcomers like this, but I felt compelled in this case. There was something about you that made me feel it was necessary to talk one-on-one. I have a feeling a similar compulsion brought you here. So, how did you like the service this morning? Before you answer, I understand that your friend was the one to convince you to come. She told me you aren't usually one for the church, but that you agreed to come in order to support her. So, I don't expect you to have a glowing review. I'm only curious. Just interesting? I'll take it. You know, I was surprised when you came up to receive a blessing. It usually takes people a few visits to feel comfortable coming up like you did. Though, I'm sure your friend's encouragement had something to do with that. This might sound strange, but during the blessing, when I laid my hand on you, did you feel anything odd? Tell me, what did it feel like to you? Good? Like a connection between us? I was hoping you'd say that. Did your friend tell you much about our church before you came? She was quite vague, huh? Not even of denomination? Well, there is something special about this particular church that your friend probably neglected to mention. I don't blame her. Most of those in the congregation just attribute it to God's work and no one questions it further. And none react the way you did. May I have your hand? You can feel my sincerity, can't you? In a way you shouldn't be able to feel. What you felt this afternoon, what you're feeling now, is a tiny part of how I am able to improve the lives of those who follow me. I can provide what no other pastor can. Real blessings. You've seen for yourself how drastically your friend's life has changed since joining us. How opportunities are popping up for her like never before. How happy and successful she's been. Her luck is almost suspicious, isn't it? That isn't coincidence. I made it happen. Through my will. God doesn't have any part in it. I know each of my members' desires, and if I find them worthy, I fulfill those desires. Within reason, of course, and never for free. But for you, I'd like to offer something different. Something more. Do you know what I feel when we touch? I feel pain, loneliness, need. I can see that you're lost. I can help. And the type of help I'm offering isn't something you could get anywhere else. I can give your life purpose. Let me ask this. If you could have anything in the world, what would it be? What would you say if I told you it could all be yours? What would that be worth to you? And what about adventure? Pleasure? What does your soul want? I can fulfill the need you're too embarrassed to admit to having. Amongst the boring, predictable wishes of health, wealth, love, and luck swimming in your head right now, I see another more carnal yearning in the forefront of your mind. I can give you what you've been starving for. You know what I'm talking about, right? You can't hide anything from me, love. I can feel your excitement as if it were my own. Do you want me to be more explicit? Unlike the rest of the congregation, I want your body as well as your mind. Do you feel the heat pooling in your belly? Your breath quickening? You feel the arousal building more and more as I stroke your hand? If it feels this good now, even without touching your sex, can you imagine how much better I can make you feel if I really tried? And I can give you more, if you'd like, for a price. Look into my eyes, darling. I know you've been lonely. If you can give yourself to me completely, I can give you anything you've ever wanted. You'll want for nothing. Not many humans have made me feel this way before. So know that I don't offer this lightly. But if you are willing to give me what I desire, you'll be rewarded tenfold. It's no cost you can't afford. I ask only for consent, loyalty, and devotion. All things that can be revoked any time you choose. Oh, love. I can tell you want to surrender. But you're too scared. You think there will be consequences I'm not telling you about. I'm no trickster. I'm not asking you to sell your soul to me. This is no monkey's paw situation. Surely you can sense that. If I was doing this purely for my own benefit, I could have had you on your knees begging for my cock the moment you walked in the door. But I want you to give yourself to me willingly. I enjoy it more that way. Come on. I know the curiosity is killing you. And it's so hard to keep fighting it, isn't it? Can I trust him? What's going to happen if I say yes? What would a demon's cock even feel like? Oh, I know. Demon? But you already knew it to be true. We've come this far, and you still haven't run off screaming. Might as well rip the band-aid off. How about just a taste? No strings attached. I won't even ask you to take your clothes off. I promise. I know part of you wants the full experience, but I think a sample will be best to start with. I don't want to overwhelm you. Does that sound like a good compromise? Fantastic. Then, if you're ready, I'll have you straddle my lap. Don't be shy. I won't bite. Put your full weight on me. This isn't so scary, is it? Now that we're so close, you can't help but grind into me, huh? Don't be embarrassed. I'm not making fun. I want you just as badly. You can touch me however you want, you know. Give in to your instincts. Take what you want. Or would you rather I make the choices for you? So you don't have to think? So you don't have to take responsibility for your choices? I understand. That isn't meant to be negative. It's a lot all at once, It's making it hard to focus. The sensations I take for granted are all brand new to you. But do you like it? Do you like how you can feel what I'm experiencing as well? Can you feel what your grinding is doing to me? How my cock is straining against my pants, as if it were your own. Do you want to feel something really wild? Do you want to feel it inside you? No. Clothes stay on. I'm keeping my promise. I just need your consent. Would you like to try? Do you trust me? Lift your hips up. Get into position as if you're gonna ride me. Ready? Sink down slowly. Incredible, right? You know I can't possibly be in you right now, but you still feel so full. You can bite down on my shoulder until the pain subsides. Do I feel like how you imagined? Better. I told you this was something you couldn't get anywhere else. Now that you know what you're in for, may I fuck you like this? Yes? Can you say, yes, Father? Oh, I knew I would love hearing you say that. Just show me the pace and I'll take over. No need for you to do the hard work. I have enough stamina for the both of us. So, this is how you want it, huh? Relax into me, sweetheart. Cling on. Bite. Scream. Cry. Whatever you need to do. I've got you. Your pleasure is intoxicating. Every moan of yours is just cementing my need for you even more. My need. You're not the only one desperate for this. I've been waiting a long time for the right person to come along. Sex isn't worth it if my partner can't connect with me like this. I hope you feel the same after this, because I want you all to myself. Speaking of which, is my offer sounding more appealing yet? You want more, don't you? You're gonna be squirming in your seat during the next service, aren't you? Waiting not so patiently for me to wrap things up so we can fuck again. Because you've already made up your mind. You know you need me now. You're lost without me. But I'm here now. I'm here to guide you. I'm gonna count you down from 10. At 1, I will let you come. This will be the first orgasm of many if you're willing to devote yourself to me. Ten. No, nine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, you'll have access to this pleasure whenever you'd like. Eight. Seven. Six. Oh, fuck. You won't have to experience suffering ever again. Oh, five. Oh, fuck. Four. You'll be my happy, submissive, spoiled pet. Three. Oh, yeah. Two. One. Come. Come for me. Give in. Let go. Good job. Fuck. Just breathe. You're okay. Keep holding on to me. I've got you. Oh, you did so great, love. You've earned a rest. You'll sleep here tonight. We'll stay like this until you recover. And then I'll have you join me in bed where I can keep you safe. Here, you should finish off your tea. It'll make you feel better. We'll finish our conversation over breakfast, okay?